You're listening to CounterTalks, Canada's podcast for the equipment and event rental industry. CounterTalks is a presentation of Canadian Rental Service Magazine. Now here's your host, Patrick Flannery.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Counter Talks. It's Pat Flannery coming at you again. And today I've got Kelly Brincheski with me. She is the, I'm going to say the president, I guess is the title, of Collective Events in Winnipeg. Kelly, you'll correct me if I'm wrong on that. And the big reason she's joining me is because she's the new Region 10 director for the ARA, which, of course, is the name for Canada. That they use. And I want to, well, first of all, thanks for joining us, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here today with you.
Did I get that title right?
You know what? General manager currently. But,
general manager.
Yes.
But it's your baby.
But
really?
It's my baby. Yes, it's my baby. You got it.
Now, Kelly. Many of you, of course, will be familiar with your previous incarnation as Kelly Dwyer, daughter of Ed Dwyer, owner of CT Rentals in Winnipeg. Tell us a little bit about. You grew up in this industry. Tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you came to be running Collective Events.
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah. So as you said, my name is Kelly Brincheski, formerly Dwyer, for those of you that knew me by my maiden name. I've been involved with the rental industry for as long as I can remember, but full-time now for about 15 years. I grew up second generation in my father's equipment rental business, CNT Rentals. We do all sorts of equipment in there, from general tool, the aerial lifts, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I worked there for a number of years. And then I eventually decided to branch off and start my own event rental company, which was about 8 years ago now. So I run that day to day. I'm still involved with CNT Rentals a little bit, but Collective Event Rentals is my day-to-day thing. And I also have a wedding and event venue called Novella.
Oh, cool. So what is that, like a hall, a convention center sort of thing?
Yeah. So about 2 years ago, we built a new building for Collective Event Rentals. So on the second floor of the building, I decided to put a venue space up there. So we actually host weddings and up to 150 people. So we actually just held a big wedding there last night. So yeah, we're fully immersed.
What a great idea. How big is it?
It's about 5,000 square feet. And it holds 150 people. So yeah, it's been a fun little venture.
Kitchen, bar?
Yep. So it's not a full service kitchen. It's more of a prep kitchen.
Okay.
So we don't do any in-house food or drink, but we allow other vendors to come in with that kind of stuff. And then obviously the rentals are exclusively through us for it. So
yeah, nice. And you get everything upstairs. You've probably got an elevator? How do you get everything upstairs?
Yeah, so we do have an elevator, but because we built the building from the ground up, I actually put a forklift access door on the second floor. So we can actually forklift our inventory straight from the warehouse directly into the venue space. So it's very convenient.
So cool.
And then we do have a wheelchair accessible lift so that people can go up to the second floor too. So yeah, we tried to think of everything.
Yeah. That just seems to me to be such a neat idea and a great idea for all our other event stores out there. Right. I mean, if you're thinking of expanding and thinking of doing something different and helping your own both sides of the business, I guess, you know, you got a separate revenue stream and you're helping the event side. So it really sounds like a neat idea. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, How's all that going? How was getting into the event business? Was that what did Ed know anything about it? Was he able to help you at all, or did you were you inventing this from scratch?
I mean, both. The answer is yes to both. So, of course, he was there helping me along the way, but as similar as they are also very different. How it kind of got started was, I was working full time in equipment, but I would go to the ARA trade shows all the time, and I would kind of find myself wandering to the event section and just kind of wandering around. I'm like, wow, everything's so pretty over here. And just, I was always very interested in it. And then we went to, I think it was the Atlanta trade show that they had. And I just walked around and I was like, why aren't I doing this? Why can't I do this? And I just decided at the show that I was going to get into it. And I kind of talk with Ed, and I was like, listen, I'm going to do this with or without you. Like, I'm with you. But yeah. And he was,
Her father's daughter.
yeah. And as any, father is, he was supportive of everything, right? So I ended up purchasing some tables and chairs, and I really started off by renting the tables and chairs to our equipment customers for their safety meetings. So whenever they would have a safety meeting, I would rent them tables and chairs. And then I went into my first trade show where I was the supplier there, and that's how I kind of started getting into weddings. And whenever people would call and ask if I had something, I would basically just say yes and figure out how to get it and how to do it. And it really just spiraled from there. And now we have, I started with 200 chairs. Now I have 8,000 chairs, 35 employees, and we've acquired two businesses along the way. So it's really grown, and I'm very proud of it.
Fantastic. Well, you should be. That sounds wonderful. What are some good events that event people should be going to? I mean, obviously Events Intense at the ARA show is a great one, especially because it is rental focused with an eye to that side of things. But what else do you recommend? Where should people attend? Is there anything that's been helpful to you?
You know what? Everything that I've kind of done relating to my business has been through ARA and all the different offerings they have. I say it and I've said it time and time again, but I really would not have been able to start this side of the business without the support and just everything through the ARA, just with the networking, the connections, all that kind of stuff. But yes, the tents and events, seminar that happens at the show is great. And just also talking with different people is just such a great thing to do as well.
Yeah, it's kind of why I asked, because it doesn't seem like there's as much that event people can go to in terms of big organized events versus what you might be able to do on the equipment side. Now there's wasn't there something called the special event or something like that I think was a North American sort of a larger American show? Do you have any awareness of that?
I know there are different trade shows and stuff like that, but I haven't personally attended any of them. I really don't have too much information on them.
I just wondered because Events Intense is massive. I mean, if you can't, make the connections and find what you need there, you're probably not out of luck. I always wonder what else is going on in that event side, because to be honest, our publication is probably too focused on the equipment side. That's just sort of the nature of the beast in the industry. It's obviously a much larger with some the great huge suppliers and manufacturers involved. It takes up a lot of my takes up all my bandwidth just covering the equipment side for the most part. I do have Michelle Higgins in Michelle Nichols, sorry, from Higgins. I always do that. Is in writing a little event column for me. But I always think I should do more, and I probably should do more. But anyways, it's always nice to hear from the event side of things a little bit. Okay, well, let's talk, Kelly, a bit about first of all, the new thing. So it would have been at the ARA show, which at the time we're having this discussion was just a couple of weeks ago, that would have been the point, if I'm not mistaken, at which you would have taken over officially as Region 10 director for the ARA. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. And how did that come about? How did you get involved? How did you decide to pursue that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been volunteering for a number of years now. Honestly, pretty much since I got started working full time. I started getting involved with the local association at the time, and kind of working my way up through there. And through my involvement with that, I kind of started learning, and I had also been going to the ARA trade shows my whole life, but I kind of started learning a little bit more about how you could volunteer through the ARA. And I remember going to my first leadership conference that they had there and just kind of looking around and saying, wow, like all these people are just like me. And just, you know, being so interested and excited to be there. So I got involved through there. And I also was invited to be on their equipment state group, shared interest group. So that's kind of how I started getting more involved with the ARA. And then I actually was asked to be on their foundation 6 years ago. So I joined their foundation as a trustee where I volunteered for 6 years. My last year there, I actually served as a chair as well. So, excuse me. So being involved with that and seeing everything was pretty amazing. And then I got asked to be a part of the task force. And from there, it just naturally progressed to this position here.
Yeah. You're going to hear some croaking and coughing from Kelly and I on this, because one of our special gifts that we brought back from New Orleans was some form of cold. We're not entirely sure what it is, but we're both struggling a little bit.
Yes.
But the and that foundation is really a cool initiative. I enjoyed covering and talking about the effort in BC there to upgrade that horse farm. I think that they call it an impact project, where the ARA will assemble the members and come in and do some nice charity sort of a charity effort to do something mm-hmm. nice for a community. This was a horse farm that was involved in therapy for disabled people through riding and, you know, being around horses. That was really cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So basically the foundation partners with Toro for the community impact projects, the Toro Foundation. So people can submit through the foundation website requests for different community projects and stuff like that. And yeah, basically if a place is selected, then, you know, there's money that goes towards it, and then they help assemble volunteers and also equipment and just all sorts of donations and stuff like that to kind of help out with it, which is really great. And that one, yeah, was an amazing project, and a lot of people got involved and were there, and it's really great to see the start and the finish of that kind of stuff there.
They really were. There was all the machinery they needed, basically was obviously available. There were some stories mm-hmm. of people, you know, running back and forth to their stores to pick up different things as they figured out what they needed as they go along, just like any job. And that was really good. And there were a number of rental stores involved. That was great to see. I think a lot of the people listening to this are very keen on that sort of community involvement. I mean, I'm sure that's where the whole idea for these impact projects came from. We in the rental industry like very much to have that sort of community exposure, but a lot of times it's down to logos on the hockey boards. Maybe a barbecue, here at the fair or something like that. This is a chance to do something a little bigger and a little higher profile, right? And that's it's nice. I think you get a lot of goodwill if you do something like that.
It's so amazing to be a part of it and there and helping out with that kind of stuff. I unfortunately was not able to attend that one, but we did do kind of like a mini project at the leadership conference that was just held in November, and we packed backpacks to give back to the community with different office supplies and stuff like that. And we had a whole lineup going of everyone that was there, just packed a couple backpacks each, and you can't help but feel so amazing after doing something like that.
And those leadership conferences are nice. Everyone I talk to who has done those just finds them to be a transformative experience, really. They always come back talking about how it really cemented their interest in the industry, for one thing. Made them feel very committed to doing better and being better, and maybe owning their own thing if they didn't already. And like you say, the contact with other people like yourself. I mean, it's something you don't get, right? I mean, in your day to day.
No, they're amazing to attend. I attended that one that I had mentioned earlier on. That was the first one I had ever been to. And then I was lucky enough to be able to attend the most recent one in November as being a part of the board. But yeah, it's so inspiring and so amazing to see the up and coming leaders of the industry and just really getting to know and talk and just, yeah, be around like-minded individuals
And
like that are going through the same.
then you've got
What's
that
that?
network. Then you've got that network forever, right? I mean, you can call any of those people anytime, right?
Exactly. And they're going through the same struggles that you're going through. They might have different answers for different problems that you have and different experience that you can ask them about. So yeah, it's a really, and they have so much, they have educational speaker that comes, and it's just a very, very inspiring time to be able to attend one of those.
I that's another neat thing the ARA does that I've always admired. So tell us, let's talk that the thing that really perked my ear up at the ARA, and I probably had heard about it before, but things go in and out of my brain. But I heard again, the task force being brought up, and there's so much going on now in Canada. On the ARA side, I know you guys are having frequent meetings. There's going to be a golf tournament in Milton, Ontario here very soon. What's the date on that again, Kelly? Do you happen to remember off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's
I'm putting you
actually
on the
June
spot.
27th.
June
Oh no, that's okay. Yeah, June 27th.
June
Yeah.
27th
And
is yep. So
it's at Granite Ridge Golf Club.
Granite Ridge in Milton, very nice course. And so that's but that's just one thing. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff happening. The ARA, we are in let's say early planning stages that the ARA may have a golf tournament. We're thinking maybe the day after the Rental Mart in September in Calgary. And the ARA is going to have some involvement at the show there as well, in terms of speaking, maybe a little social session, something like that. A lot going on, and most of that is flowing, as I understand, out of this Canadian Task Force, which is something I didn't even know the ARA was had. But now it's out there. Kelly, tell us about the task force and what the mission is there.
Yeah, so basically the Area of Canada Task Force specifically is a group of industry leaders that are helping bring the ARA's vision to life by helping increase engagement through educational and social events. So we've got some different representatives on the task force from different provinces. And yeah, basically, we are looking to help increase engagement through the different provinces. So yeah, we held a number of social events last year, also some educational events. And as you mentioned, we have a few upcoming social events that that we're still kind of putting together some information on. And then of course, part of that too is education. So we're looking to also have some offerings for that as well for this upcoming year.
Great, great. And so who is on this task force?
Yeah, so we've got a few different people on the task force. So obviously there's myself, I serve as the chair. We also have Mike Carlton with Happenings Party Rentals in Ontario. We have Dylan Silvestri with Iron Mountain Equipment Rentals in BC.
Mm-hmm.
We have Taylor Piquette with Bravo Rentals in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Jim Bodez with Five Bow, based out of Alberta.
Yes, yes. And Dylan, if you're listening, I need your photos for your story that's coming up in Canadian Rental Service Magazine. I know I've been bugging you a lot, but time is running out. But yes, Dylan and Iron Mountain will be gracing the magazine very soon. And actually, that this is how things work. That flowed out of the Impact Project because Dylan was involved with that. And
yes,
we're involved with that. So I saw them doing that, and I said, well, I haven't had, I need, it's time for an Alberta person in the magazine. So let's go see. And they've, we're ready to go. We just need your pictures, Dylan. That's all. So,
And with that being said, you know, those are the current people we have on the task force, but we are looking to expand and hopefully increase the force as well with some additional people. So if there's anyone interested, please let me know.
Ah, good to know. Okay. So if you're looking for new members, then if you want to get involved, folks, and be guiding ARA activities in Canada, Kelly is your person to talk to.
Yes.
Why did we feel that we needed a Canadian task force? Because I doubt that every ARA region has its own task force within the organization. What was the thinking there?
Yeah, so I mean, we're a little bit different here, but most regions are made up of their state locals throughout the ARA, right? So we don't currently have any locals. They've assembled a task force, and they have assembled a task force in other instances as well, just to kind of get things going with everything. So yeah, I mean, eventually the goal, I would love to see different locals be in each different provinces, but for now, yeah, we just have a representative from each province to kind of create the engagement and that kind of stuff.
That's cool. So the they have done like would that be like a, you know, Southwestern United States task force, or would these normally be task forces aimed at topical areas or something like the, I don't know.
Like Hawaii, for example,
right,
has a task force.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii.
So, yeah. But yeah, so we just, Yeah, so it's a little different than the states and stuff like the state locals, I should say,
Yeah, no,
is.
that makes total sense. I mean, if you have a, you know, if you have a region that you know needs a special approach, or you know that might not be the same everywhere else, that makes sense. And Canada is the really the ultimate definition of that, being an entirely different country. You know, I mean, and we're so, you know, our well, so many of our laws are different, so many of our regulations are different, and then even and then within the region, everything is so chopped up because most of the action's at the provincial level, and so now you've got it's like you've got 10 regions within a region, right? So that's kind of well, or you know, 13 if you want to count territories. So that's you know that makes it pretty different. So that's a good approach that you know the area said, all right, we need to you know we need to not treat this the same as just another state, and have something different going on with Canadians at the head of it. So that works really well. Well, I guess we've talked a bit about the a bit about the plans. Maybe what's your dream for the task force, Kelly? Well, you mentioned trying to get sort of local chapters going in various provinces. So it would go beyond just having a sort of a single ARA person there spearheading task force activities in the province. You're thinking of, you know, actually, you know, having meetings and groups and stuff like that. Is that the final objective?
Yeah, I mean, the future is looking bright with everything that we're doing here. We have a lot of momentum and the members are very excited. For the next foreseeable future, what I would love to see would be an event held in each different province. And then from there, we miss getting together. Everyone loves getting together and stuff like that. So ideally, what I personally would love to see would be locals again through the ARA. That would be great to see. So
The meetings are the meetings are nice. They're helpful. I think just as you say, just a chance for people to get together and talk, and have some contact with one another. I mean, that's really the function of these associations, right? Is to give the people that are isolated in their own businesses, or maybe just dealing with their, you know, their very local friends and competitors, to have a chance to expand the envelope a little bit and get together with some people from you know, maybe other parts of the city, other parts of the area, and who they might not talk to all the time. There's a lot of value in it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just held a local event here at my store, actually, in my venue space, in November, and we had almost 60 people attend from all different businesses
Tremendous.
here just in front.
Nice
Pardon
turnout.
me?
Nice
Yeah,
turnout. Yeah, that's very good.
it was a snowstorm too, so
Oh,
everybody kind of.
wow.
Yeah, I know. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised that still so many people were able to make it out. But it was just, yeah, amazing to have everyone here. And we did a store tour at the same time. So I was very excited to be able to show them around because a lot of, I know a lot of them through the equipment side. So it was nice to kind of show them what I've been doing the last couple of years since, not being involved in that day to day. But yeah, it was a great turnout. And yeah, I hope to be able to do another event here as well. Maybe at another store or something like that. But yeah, I just love getting together with everyone. So.
I shouldn't be surprised because A, no snowstorm is going to keep a bunch of Winnipeggers indoors. That's not going to bother anybody. And B, you know, who's going to miss a chance to go kick the tires and poke around in Kelly's new fancy venue facility, right? I mean, that's going to be an object of curiosity for everyone, I would imagine. So that'd be great. Okay, so that's great. Kelly, I want to thank you for giving us the update on all of this. I was very interested to know about the task force and about your activities. Things that are coming up to keep on the radar screen. Obviously, that golf tournament in June. Do we have any other dates, important dates we should be mentioning here? Area, Canada?
So as of right now, we have the golf tournament, the Ontario one, June 27th. And then, as you mentioned, Rental Mart is going to be happening in September in Calgary. So we are going to be sponsoring an educational session and a social event there. And then we are planning to hold a golf tournament there on the 13th, the following day. So those are events, that we're still planning. People can hold the dates for those, because we'd love to see them. We had the Alberta golf tournament last year, and it was also very well attended. So, we've got some fun stuff coming up.
Good. Do we know of any more meetings, like regional, local meetings that are happening, or maybe that stuff is all TBD at this time?
You know what? We don't have anything like that at the moment. Okay. Just the social events we kind of have going on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Good. Well, I hope that everybody within range of our voices here, but especially in your neck of the woods, in the West, Manitoba, prairies, what used to be the Prairie Show, and BC is excited to come out and join us in September. Because we're excited to be out there. It's the first time in its, nearly 40-year history now that the Rental Mart has left Ontario. So we're pretty stoked. We think we've got a good venue at the BMO Center at the Stampede Fairgrounds. We're pretty sure there'll be room for everybody out there. And I think we're really looking forward to it, and we're really looking forward to having the area involved and helping us out with everything. So, Kelly, great to have you on the podcast. Really, best of luck in the new position. Keep those cards and letters coming, and updates on everything that's going on with the ARA of Canada. We're really happy to have you guys supporting and helping out the industry.
Well, thank you so much. And I was, great being on here. So thank you for having me.
All right, Kelly. This has been Kelly Brincheski, the general manager of Collective Events in Winnipeg. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for Counter Talks. You can find Counter Talks episodes online at CanadianRentalService.com or on the major podcasting services. Counter Talks is a presentation of Canadian Rental Service Magazine.